Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for joining me for 30 minutes of words and music on a particular theme. Every week our themes are many and varied. This programme is about words, about communication, about people reaching out to each other by speaking to one another, and listening, of course, and also about God and ourselves. Speaking, communicating, reaching out. Words are so important to us, as Elton John knows.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. It's a sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. Why can't we talk it over? It seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I do when lightning strikes me? What have I gotta do? What have I gotta do? When sorry seems to be the hardest.
We all want people to speak to us, And not just social pleasantries, but real communication, real sharing, heart to heart. Here's Nick and Anita Haig, beautifully articulating this basic, fundamental human longing. We blossom and flourish in ourselves and in our relationships when we speak to each other and, of course, listen to each other. And then we wither and we perish in our relationships and in ourselves when we don't talk anymore, as Cliff Richard points out.
Sail away. Can you imagine?
Speaking of not talking anymore, if you follow what I mean, I came across a bizarre couple in Stirling who were an extreme case but a salutary warning to us all. This elderly couple had been married for a very long time, but for the past 30 years no less, they had stopped speaking to each other. They left written notes about the house, or if someone was in, they would tell them to tell him or tell her whatever. It was dreadful. And when she took ill, he faithfully visited her every single day in the hospital, but still they did not speak. Then she died. Within a couple of weeks, he died as well. The doctor said that he thought that the man had died of hate. He had no one to hate now. His hate had been keeping him going. When we don't talk anymore, as Cliff Richard sang, then we end up going in two different directions, as John Denver sings here.
They say they love each other, I've no doubt they do. They say they'll always be together, that may not be true. They come from different places, different points of view. They find themselves in different spaces, everything is all brand new. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always on the road somewhere, the other one always stays. Too often unhappy, too often on your own. When you are moving in different directions, true love is all alone. Old stories start to surface, patterns from long ago, and loving quickly turns to anger for reasons they don't even know. The strongest heart can be broken with one insensitive word. The deepest feelings remain unspoken, no one has seen, nothing heard. Two different directions, too many different ways. One always wants to work things out, the other one wants to play. Too ready for changes, too much just can't wait. When you are moving in different directions, true love can turn to hate. If opposites attract each other, what's the reason for one being like an open window, one just like a closing door? Different directions, too many different ways. One likes to see the morning sunrise, the other one sleeps in late. Too many tomorrows, too many times too late. When you are moving in different directions, true love may have to wait. If you are committed to different directions, true love will have to wait.
What we're saying about people also applies to our relationship with God and His relationship with us. He wants to love us and speak to us and listen to us and share his life with us and really connect with us on the deepest level. But we are reluctant to pray and commune and share with him. Here is a unique song. Well, I've never heard any other song like it because it gives such a human picture of God, one that we can all feel for. God is feeling left out in the cold because we won't speak to him. So this is Joanne Hogg.
Thank you. but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain, you will not obey.
God gets really frustrated. He gives us ears to listen and lips for speaking, so why don't we listen to him and speak to him? He gives us minds to understand him and hearts to love him, so why don't we believe and love him? God gives us imagination and wills, so why don't we catch his vision and resolve to live for him? God has sent prophets, preachers, scriptures, and now a card, Michael Card, that is, with this song.
Is not he who formed the ear worth the time it takes to hear? Should he who formed our lips for speaking be not he dead when he speaks? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken love to us. Why will you not listen? Listen to the sacred silence. Listen to the holy word. Listen as he speaks through living. not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken peace to us. Why will you not listen? Why will you not listen? He spoke a word of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood that bled and died. Bled and died just to be heard. How could you not hear this word? Why will you not hear this word? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken hope to us. How could you not listen? Why will you not listen? How could you not listen?
When God had tried every possible way of getting through our thick skins, slow brains, and cold hearts, when God had tried every possible way to open blind eyes, deaf ears, prides and prejudices, God spoke his final word. He came himself. He, God the Son, came as Jesus of Nazareth. Here's a Michael Card medley as a finale. So bye for now, and that's my final word.
Not worth being heard. When the Father's wisdom wanted to communicate his love, he spoke it in one final perfect word. He spoke the incarnation, and then so was born the Son. His final word was Jesus. He needed no word. At once his will was done, and so the transformation that in man had been unheard took place in God the Father as he spoke that final word.
The promise was love. Lord that promised was Jesus. The faithful one saw time was full and the ancient pledge was honored. So God the Son, the incarnate one, his final word, his own Son, was born in Bethlehem but came in. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. Living proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. Living proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. And the proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus.
Who being in very nature God, would not grasp equality with him, but made himself nothing, and took up the servant's.
Made in human likeness, found in appearance as man, he